temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need a brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Eastwood Homes has fantastic news, offering 4.99 on select homes for a limited time. Don't miss out on this amazing opportunity. Your dream home is waiting, with open floor plans perfect for family gatherings and private backyards for grilling and entertaining this summer. Tour one of our 18-plus communities located in the Charlotte area today. Yes, you heard it right. Only 4.99% on select homes. Visit eastwoodhomes.com. That's eastwoodhomes.com. Prices and promotions subject to change without notice. See new home specialist for details.
I'm sorry, no hot dog conversation today. Actually, that's not even accurate. No hot dog conversation this hour. There goes our audience, Jay. They're gone. That noise you hear, it's all of them jumping ship, bailing off the bandwagon, and breaking legs. Because there's no hot dog conversation. I'm telling you, we got more people complimenting us on the show and telling us they laughed so hard because of the hot dog debate. And there's a twist. If you haven't heard, there is a twist. But I'm sorry, it's back to my boring routine sports analysis.
We didn't prep for a hot dog show 2 days in a row, so.
We didn't prep for a hot dog show 1 day in a row. It just happened organically. There's basketball we have to talk about, and not just that. There's the U.S. Open starting today, and we've had a fun with some of the football as well because it is mandatory mini camps, and people freak out over things happening in June. I couldn't give a flying flea whether or not Aaron Rodgers is throwing a couple of passes as his receivers run routes on air in June. In fact, given his track record last year, maybe it's better that he doesn't play until we get to the regular season, because if he's only going to last four legit snaps, let's just wait until then. Maybe if we're lucky, we'll get him 12 snaps. That's mean, right? I don't care if he's there or not there. He's got an event. Maybe he's in someone's wedding.
Apparently I heard he's on vacation.
He can't be on vacation during mandatory mini camps. No, Jay, that's a vicious rumor meant to stir up drama around Aaron Rodgers. I'm done with Aaron Rodgers drama. How about play? Do you know how long it's been since he's played? He tried. No, seriously, do you know how long it's been since we've talked about Aaron Rodgers on the football field? And I'm not saying it's impossible, only that a lot of times guys have trouble coming back after an injury that's taken them out for a year plus. So I get it. The Jets fans are frustrated. New York radio is having a field day with this. They want him to be out there because they want to believe that it's not going to happen again. Lightning is not going to strike twice. Let's see a healthy Aaron Rodgers. But if you're a multimillionaire and you have an event to go to, It's not vacation. Now, see, I'd be ticked if I were his teammates and it was vacation. You can't plan a vacation during mandatory OTAs.
Would it make sense to go to all the voluntary ones and not take your vacation then?
Right.
Then for the day it starts.
It's clearly an event he can't move. Again, that's why I think someone else's wedding.
Flights are tough to move these days.
No, a wedding.
Hotels are tough.
Jay, you can't tell your friend, yo, I've got mandatory OTAs. Do you mind moving your wedding date? First of all, most women are in charge of the wedding details.
We don't know that he's at a wedding.
I'm just saying, it's got to be something like that, an event that can't be moved.
I would charitable put anything event. Past Aaron Rodgers.
You would what?
I wouldn't put anything past Aaron Rodgers. If he's on vacation, I would totally believe it.
No, he's the one that told us the Jets have got to cut the BS out of the building.
And then almost ran for vice president of the United States.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
I mean, again, I wouldn't put anything past
Aaron
Rodgers.
Well, it's not an excused absence. That's all we know. My money's on an event for a friend. It's either because, you know, he loves his friends. He considers his former teammates and longtime friends to be family. And so I would put my money on either a wedding that the date can't get changed or a charity event that's not his own. And so it conflicts with his first mandatory practices with the Jets this year.
A Tuesday wedding.
Oh, I didn't think about that. I got married on a Sunday.
That's fine. I was at a Sunday wedding last weekend.
That's true. I'm going to a wedding in July that's on a Thursday, July 4th, as a matter of fact.
That's interesting, actually.
I think they feel like they can get it for cheaper because it's a holiday.
On July 4th? Wow.
Dead set on July 4th. So there, a Thursday wedding.
Then what was he doing the last 2 days? On Tuesday and Wednesday, just traveling, getting there?
Helping with cleanup.
Maybe. He's a good friend.
No, maybe he was in the wedding, right? So he had to go to the rehearsal dinner the night before, and then the wedding was Wednesday.
It's a theory.
It's a Wednesday wedding. Charity event. Although, even so, that's also something that you likely would do on the weekend for people to attend.
If it was a golf charity outing, that's usually on a Monday.
If he was golfing, people would know it. It's Aaron Rodgers. If he walks onto a golf course, there will be cell phone video.
There would be.
That's why I think a private event, like a wedding on a Wednesday.
A Wednesday wedding, I don't buy it.
What if one of your friends said to you, I'm getting married on a Wednesday, you'd be like, nah, that's a sham.
I'd be like, that's a little strange, but I'd go. But
right. Well, what if Rodgers had nothing to do with it? He can't decide when the wedding is. You're going to walk up to the bride and say, hi, do you know who I am? I've got to be at practice. Because last year, I didn't play at all, and my teammates are kind of expecting me in New York. So would it be okay if you moved your wedding?
I think he's got ground to stand on.
That's because you're a guy. No, he does not have any grounds to stand on anywhere with a bride.
Wednesday wedding.
And her wedding date.
I don't buy that.
Maybe it's in Timbuktu, and so he has to travel back. He's jet-lagged.
What if he's in the darkness again?
No, somebody at the retreat. Maybe the wedding's in the darkness. Maybe it's his own wedding. The people at the darkness retreat would fib on him. You know, no one can keep a secret.
They can't see him.
That's not true.
Who's in there? I don't
There's
know.
There's light. That's not true. Anyway, that if he's anywhere public, there's video and people are reporting it, which is why it has to be a private event
or the darkness.
No, because I'm telling you, someone would tattletale on him at the retreat.
You don't think anyone in like a waiter, if he's at some kind of party or anything, would
I know
snap
it.
A photo?
I've got it. He's doing the ayahuasca again.
It's totally possible.
It is high. It is
maybe
totally
something new.
High and possible. Yes. Something new. He's trying a different substance because he said that was the key to him winning the two MVP awards. Yes. This is what I mean. Why do we bother? If it's not football, I'm not talking about Aaron Rodgers anymore. It's totally fine. If you're willing to pay the fine, it's totally fine.
It's totally fine.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. But that was a waste of time, is what it was. But I'm still going wedding. Are you with me?
No, not on a wedding. I see where your head's at with like a private something, but a Wednesday wedding or a Tuesday wedding, I'm not there with it. I'm not there.
Just because you wouldn't do it. It's about to be all the rage.
You think?
I'm telling you, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday weddings are much more popular now because they're cheaper.
No, Thursday, Friday, Sunday, I get those. But midweek wedding, people got to work.
Not Aaron Rodgers.
Actually, he had to. Yeah, and he didn't go. He did actually have to work.
But he got out of it. People have vacation. It's the summertime.
Well, he's on vacation.
You can't take vacation during mandatory OTAs. It doesn't work that way.
He wasn't.
Could you imagine if his bosses slash teammates found out he was on vacation? No, the locker room would turn on him. They'd start wearing Mike White t-shirts again. They'd find the Mike White t-shirts and start wearing them again.
Tyrod Taylor's.
No, Mike White, just anything other than Aaron Rodgers. Oh, they might ask for Zach Wilson back. But you know, he's about to start for the Broncos, so.
I don't know if it could ever get that bad again.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so no hot dogs and no Aaron Rodgers. We're boxing ourselves in. These are topics we can't talk about anymore. Although we do tend to amuse ourselves with them. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on Facebook, also on our show Twix at Amy After Hours. We actually fell down a rabbit hole earlier that had nothing to do with Aaron Rodgers. And we were wondering the it city or metro in sports right now. About a week and a half ago, I could make a case for Dallas. Probably not today. And so we've tossed around a few cities. L.A. seems to be the closest. I'm kind of with L.A. right now. But it's actually great for sports fans that there isn't one city or metro that's dominating the headlines or that has three teams that are at the top of their games. But L.A. is probably the closest right now just because you had both NBA teams make the playoffs, although neither went very far. You've got the Rams, who made the playoffs last year, and recent Super Bowl champions. Not that that should matter. Dodgers are the best in their division again. Plus, they have Shohei Ohtani, and they spent $1 billion on three guys last year, or committed that much. Jay's kind of leaning toward Las Vegas a little bit.
If it was a few months ago, like around Super Bowl time, I think that was the place to be. I think that was the sports hub of the country. But now in June, maybe not as much anymore.
But follow me here. Maybe it's good for sports that there isn't one it city or metro. How about that? We've actually asked a show question that has no answer.
It's up for grabs.
It's great. We've stumped the peeps. They have no answer for this question. And any answer that you give me, I can debate. It's kind of nice. I like it. The first time in my, well, probably not the first time. It's the one of the only times in my radio career that we've ever had a question that really didn't have an answer. I like it.
I'd like to hear arguments for what someone would think is the town, though. Because there's, like you're saying, like there's so many possible answers. There's ones that we went over that are clearly above others at the moment, but which one stands above?
They have potential.
Right, right.
Yeah, like New York, I would say, has potential, but not there right now. I like this. It's kind of fun. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. If you want to be like, was it Steve earlier who called only to click the second that we took him on the air? It's good stuff.
And you got nervous.
It's quality radio. He was verklempt.
A little.
The Boston Celtics, they can make a case for potential sweep of the NBA Finals because I feel like that might have been the best shot the Mavericks had. Hear me out. Not only did they finally get 35 points from Kyrie Irving, he was 4 of 6 from beyond the arc. He took 28 shots. But 35 points, and he was a menace. Even when he wasn't hitting the shots, he was driving, he was aggressive. Luka Doncic, he didn't shoot well from beyond the arc. But despite his limitations in terms of his midsection and painkillers, he had 27, 6 rebounds, 6 assists. Although, theoretically, could have been even better if he was on the court the last 4 minutes of the game. So the fouls were an issue. But they got double figures from PJ Washington. They got a double-double off the bench from Derek Lively. They were near perfect from the free throw line and had about the same number as the Celtics. They cut down on their turnovers. They out-rebounded the Celtics. And they had the same number of made buckets as Boston overall. There was one major difference. That was three-pointers. Made three-pointers. But also, the fact that this was the Mavericks' best shot so far. They had a 13-point lead, the most they've led by in these NBA finals. And in the fourth quarter, had a stretch in which they outscored the Celtics by 20. And yet they lose. You look at it in that perspective, the Celtics actually gave up a stretch, or had a stretch in which their opponent went 22-2. And yet they still won. It kind of takes you back to the Pacers series where they would take the Pacers' best shot. And no matter what, the Pacers couldn't close it out. They could not close it out. Well, here are the Celtics. And even though they get outscored by 20 over a good chunk of the fourth quarter, they don't give up the lead. And even after everything goes stagnant and stale, you know, the score was stuck at 93-90 for more than 3 minutes in the fourth quarter. Nothing could drop. There were turnovers. There were mistakes. But ultimately, and after Luka fouls out, it does kind of change the balance of power. The Celtics can take care of their business.
Exactly 3 minutes to go in game three and a three-point Boston lead. Derek White, bounce pass for Horford, swings to Holiday in the corner, 11 on the shot clock. Holiday, left-hand dribble drive on Hardaway, gets in deep, kick out, open, White, three, got it! Derek White, pounded by Hardaway, comes across half court. White pounding it with the right hand, Hardaway on his left shoulder, 12 on the shot clock, entries a bad one, but it gets to Tatum. He spins away and dunks over Kyrie Irving. Derek White ambles out, sets the screen. Jaylen moves to his right against Hardaway, switches to the left hand, pulls up at 19, got it! Big shot after big shot after big shot by Jaylen Brown here in game three.
Sean Grandy, Cedric Maxwell on Celtics Radio. I'm actually thinking that Jaylen Brown is cruising toward NBA Finals MVP. And what a neat redemption story that would be for him. Now, they're not done yet, but if you know the history, you know this is the sport where no team has ever come back to win after being down 0-3 in a best-of-seven series. It's happened in the NHL. It's happened in Major League Baseball a handful of times. It's not common. But 156 times in NBA history, when a team has gone up 3-0 in a series, they've won 156 times. And that includes the Miami Heat last year against the Boston Celtics, even though Boston forced a Game 7. And I'm sure, though it was a year ago, those memories can still become very vivid in the minds of Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. We talk about it a little bit with the Florida Panthers. Now, they were an 8 seed last year, so there weren't a lot of expectations. But they spent an entire year trying to get to the point where they could close out a Stanley Cup final. With the Celtics, they've had multiple years of disappointments, coming up short. And so all of that is kind of bundled together with this group. Veterans, they're primed and ready. But then you think bigger picture even. Celtics have had multiple opportunities going back to their last championship in 08 and haven't been able to capitalize against the Lakers. Gosh, not just against the Golden State Warriors, but other opportunities where they felt like, including the year that Kyrie was there, second season Kyrie was there, they felt like they were a contender at the least. And there were all kinds of issues that derailed them. And so here they are on the cusp, and they take they take the Mavs, it sounds less awkward, they take the Mavs' best shot, and they still don't ever give up the lead. So I think that's kind of demoralizing for the Mavericks, though you hear what Kyrie Irving has to say, and they'll have something lined up and ready for game four.
You know, this is a metaphor here, so just be ready. just go home, get the ammo ready, get the bazooka, get the 50 cal ready, you know, get everything ready, because it's, you know, when we come into game four, we know that we got to shoot our gun, we got to shoot our shots.
It's not over till it's over, so we just got to believe. Like I always say, it's first of four. We're going to stay together. We lose together, we win together, so we got to stay together.
He was obviously frustrated about that sixth foul with 4 minutes to go. It's a judgment call, though, and I get it. You could say, why are the officials calling that? It is a judgment call. It could have gone either way. Jaylen kind of put a forearm into the stomach of Luka. At the same time, though, you've got to know that you're on the cusp. You've got five fouls. You can't be taking that risk. in that 1 second, that one moment. Even if Jalen hits a three in your face, it's still better than not playing for the last 4 minutes and 12 seconds. And that's the type of moment where Luka has to make a better choice as a leader. He has to know his team is likely not going to win without him on the court those last 4 minutes. And so he can complain all he wants. And there were a couple of calls that were tough in that stretch there where the Mavericks got close. But you just can't afford a moment like that. It's where you've got to be mature and you've got to be a leader and you've got to back off so that there's no chance you get called for foul number six, even if you don't think it was the right foul. As for the Celtics, it's the culmination of the last few years to get to this point. Now one win away, whether they sweep or whether they force it or the Mavericks force it back to Boston, they go into a game five. Still, the emotion that you saw from Jason and Jalen. And if you haven't seen the overhead perspective, there was a lot of talk about their embrace at center court when the final buzzer sounded. Jalen was actually at one end of the court and Jason was at the other. Jason had the ball in his hands, kind of walks towards center court, gives a high five to Drew Holiday. And then he and Jalen see each other and Jalen kind of motions toward him and they meet at center court for what was a clearly an emotional hug. This is not your average typical hug after a win. This is one that meant something.
Excited, tired that, you know, after the game, you know, we're not necessarily saying like one more or anything like that. We're just saying however long it takes. Nobody's relaxed. Nobody is satisfied. But, you know, just at that moment, you know, just told him I was proud of him, and he said the same thing, and that we got to keep fighting.
We was able to make plays and find a way to win, and we've been in those positions, and we've lost. So it was great to overcome that with my brother Jason and the rest of our team. That was special.
I never really did buy into the rumors, the speculation that the two of them didn't see eye to eye, that there was friction between the two stars. And I said this earlier, but it's so true. You know what creates friction? Losing, falling short of your goals. But relationships, the best ones, and Jalen calls him a brother, they're forged through fire. They're forged through adversity. They're forged through those moments when you have to give everything you got and you still come up short. They're forged through the blood, the sweat, the tears. And this group, minus Marcus Smart, I have often wondered how he feels seeing them back in the NBA Finals, especially now that Kristaps Porzingis is injured and he was essentially traded for KP, or to get KP, I should say. This group has been through a lot of losing. I mean, a lot of winning, yes, but falling short of the ultimate goal. So you can imagine that there's a ton of emotion now and everything over the next couple days. But we've got to wait until Friday. Actually, whoa, I take that back. My fault, NBA. I apologize. It is only a 48-hour turnaround. What? That's jarring to the system. It's not how the NBA generally does business in the playoffs.
I was stunned when I saw that.
You know what, though, you noticed about these NBA finals? The games are never on the same day of the week. So they went Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday.
And now Monday would be if there's
and Monday would be game five.
Right.
Seriously?
That's interesting.
I swear it's something about ABC. Well, it's ABC that's carrying the games, even though ESPN produces. But putting them on every day of the week so that they're only interrupting programming on that particular day one time. Because it is prime time.
Yeah, that's a good call. I never really thought of that.
Yeah, something along those lines.
They want to take those shows off the air on Tuesday,
maybe.
Whatever, every day.
It's kind of weird.
It's got to be something like that.
Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday. I don't actually know when a game seven would be because we're not getting there.
Sometime next year.
Right before next season tips off. All right, you can find us on Twix at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page. It's good to catch up with you. It's a Thursday morning. Actually, the U.S. Open tees off in about 90 minutes or so. Not even 90 minutes. trying to ignore the hot dog in the room. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Healthy baby skin starts from the bottom. Pampers Swaddlers diapers absorb wetness away from the skin better than the leading value brand, with up to 100% leak-proof protection to help keep your baby's skin dry. Don't forget to pair Pampers diapers with new Pampers Free and Gentle wipes. They clean better and are 5 times stronger than Huggies Natural Care for easy cleanup without fear of tearing, no matter the mess. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hours Podcast.
The Mavericks have missed on. Here is Brown, out of control, going to the ground. A blocking foul on Doncic. He's done. With 4:12 remaining, Luka Doncic has fouled out of Game 3 in the NBA Finals.
We couldn't play physical, so no. I don't want to say nothing, but you know, 6th foul in the NBA Finals, where basically I'm like this. Come on, man. Better than that.
I was stuck. I had to challenge it. So I had to challenge because it was, you know, a close call. But the referee called it a foul. Just, you got to move on, move forward.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
The voices of Luka Doncic, Jason Kidd. Obviously a seminal moment there for the Dallas Mavericks, for Luka himself, with just over 4 minutes to go, and they'd been stagnant. The score just sat there. It didn't change for 3+ minutes, but that gave the Celtics an edge, and maybe they have it anyway, but maybe they don't. And that's got to be demoralizing for the Mavericks, because while they haven't been able to put together an extended, say, half or three quarters where they've dominated the whole time, you have seen flashes of it, right? Where they were able to outscore the Celtics by 20. Earlier in the game, they had a 13-point lead. Kyrie finally shows up and scores the way he's capable of. He hits a handful of threes, and still, they aren't able to grab a game. Now they, and it's at home, too, right? With Patrick Mahomes there. And I think I saw Emmitt Smith in the crowd as well, right? And it's star-studded. You've got everything going your way. You build the early lead. You can't hold it. You rally. You're within a possession. And your superstar fouls out. So that's on him. Whether or not he thinks the call was unfair, you just can't take a risk like that later in the game. So they've got one more shot in Dallas, unless they can somehow figure out a way. Had a chance to talk to Chuck Cooperstein, who's the longtime play-by-play voice of the Dallas Mavericks. And I'd encourage you to get the interview off our podcast if you're a Mavericks fan. He was reflecting on what happened 13 years ago last night, which was Dirk Nowitzki, Jason Kidd leading them to their first NBA title. And I certainly asked him about Luka and about the series and the major differences. But also, in the wake of the news that NBA Hall of Famer, 3-time Hall of Famer, Jerry West had passed away, wanted to know from his perspective what Jerry meant to the league.
Everything. I mean, really, everything. You know, 14-time All-Star. You know, some will hold it against him that he only won one championship, but you know, he was victimized by the greatest dynasty in basketball history in the Boston Celtics, and he was phenomenal in those series. I mean, I just even think back to, you know, 69 and their loss to the Celtics in Game 7, and he had a 42-point triple-double. You know, one of only four 30-point triple-doubles in a losing cause in NBA history, and he did that in Game 7. I mean, he was a great shooter. He was a great defender. He was a great leader of their team. And he then had a second life as arguably the greatest team builder that the sport has ever seen. As the general manager of the Lakers, you know, he was a coach even before then, and he was an excellent coach, but he just couldn't take it. He was so competitive, it just drove him absolutely insane. And even as a general manager, I mean, he had a really difficult time watching games. His stomach couldn't take it. But he understood talent. He knew what an NBA player looked like and should look like, and he built his teams accordingly. He was a deft trader. I mean, clearly, you know, the deal for Kobe Bryant is something that will be remembered, how they were able to lure Shaq in free agency away from Orlando. You know, he was a terrific drafter. You look what he did in Memphis afterward, after he left the Lakers, and he built up he and Hubie Brown and Mike Fratello, you know, built the Grizzlies into a really, really good team in the mid-aughts. You know, he went on to, you know, Golden State and the Clippers, and while he wasn't, you know, the man in charge, he was, I don't want to say necessarily the power behind the throne, but he was the wizard, right? I mean, he was the Yoda. He was the guy that, you know, you could go to for, if you were Bob Myers and get Golden State, you know, for advice, what do you think? And he would be very unvarnished in how he did it. I think it was just awesome how he could understand, you know, the game as he played it in the 70s, as he helped build it in the 80s, and then as the game has evolved, you know, through the years. I mean, he was sharp as a tack. I mean, he knew everything about everyone and every team. And I mean, he was the ultimate NBA man, and he will just be extraordinarily missed. You know, it's just too bad. I think that there's a whole, you know, maybe even two generations of people that are listening to us tonight who watch things on Wednesday and who will watch things over the next couple of days who never saw Jerry West play, you know, who don't understand why he is the logo and why that never changed all these years, because there isn't anything that Jerry West didn't do and that he didn't do at an extraordinarily high level.
I actually didn't see Jerry West play. So it was before me, and that resonated with me when Chuck said that, because I always giggle at people and kind of feel sorry for the sad saps who never saw Michael Jordan play. But yeah, Jerry West is the logo, not just because he was the right model and he was part of the NBA in some shape or form for 60 years. It's incredible. And so, of course, he will be missed. His memory is everywhere because of the NBA logo. 86 years old, passed away on Wednesday. You can find us on Twitter, Facebook. I have to share this with you though, Jay. I'm laughing. I am not surprised, but I am laughing. Dana believes that Boston is the dominant it city or metro in sports right now because the Celtics are about to win. And are you ready for his second reason? Because of the Brady celebration.
I don't know if I agree with that one.
He doesn't play in New England anymore. He doesn't play at all. And Bill Belichick's not there either. So no.
just no.
It doesn't make New England or Boston the it sports city.
I mean, it was a nice event.
Yes, it was a really nice event. There were a lot of people there, but that
it's also not Boston entirely.
Yeah, it's New England,
the whole New England
sure.
area.
Yeah. Yeah, although it's true. People don't realize that the Patriots or Gillette Stadium is actually halfway between Boston and Rhode Island. But I would say this of all of the cities, even the ones that have the Boston name, right? So the Red Sox, the Celtics, the Bruins, they're still New England teams. It's a lot like a Dallas thing, right? Where you've a lot of the fans are maybe in Fort Worth or Arlington. Actually, some of the teams are in Arlington. With New York, you've got the Jets and Giants playing in New Jersey, right? And then the Nets are in Brooklyn. So and
would,
it just
would Hartford have qualified for a New England team?
Well, Hartford had the Whalers.
Right. At the time.
Right. But then but it was separate. The two fan bases were separate, Bruins and
Hartford's like right in the
Whalers.
Middle of Boston and New York. It's kinda like that.
Yeah.
It's a weird spot for a team.
Right. I lived there for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did live in the Hartford area. Well, working at my previous network. There are been a bunch of one off teams, right? Pro teams in different places where they have fan bases that come from around them, but they're you can't really include them like we were talking about with Milwaukee and Green Bay.
I feel like the Braves are similar to that, where they're the one team like in Georgia, of course, in Atlanta, but like every you know, Alabama's maybe Tennessee's that area kind of all gravitates towards the Braves. Could be wrong, that's what I feel.
Interesting. All right. It draws people from around. Yeah, if there isn't another team for sure. You can find that question on both of our social media sites.
You are listening to the After Hours.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Podcast.
Hot dogs, hot dogs, watch them eat them up. Hot dogs, hot dogs, they straight with soda pop. Ever since Nathan's came to good old Coney Island, no one can resist the taste, they're sure to keep them smiling. Hot dogs, they straight with soda pop.
This is After with Amy Lawrence.
I have to tell you, there is a new theory that's been floated onto our Facebook page, and I don't think I believe it, but I just want to read it to you so you're fully informed, Producer Jay. He says, Brian, on Facebook, that Nathan's is perfectly within their rights because when you put any meat between the folds in a hot dog bun, it becomes a hot dog. So it's the bun that makes it a hot dog. That's his theory. He says, if I cut a kielbasa to bun length and put it in a bun, it is now a hot dog.
I disagree.
I do too. So he says that's his theory for being Team Nathan's. If Impossible Foods wants to come up with their own plant-based weenie and put it between two, well, put it into a hot dog bun, between the folds of a bun, then it's a hot dog. But I, if it's a brat, you can't put it into a bun and say it's a hot dog.
By his logic, if I put a hamburger into a hot dog bun,
exactly,
it's a hot dog.
That's what he's saying. I just want to make sure you and I are on the same page here. That's not true.
No, that's
I think the hot dog refers to the meat, not the form with which it's presented.
Like, so if you have a hot dog, the meat, and it's shaped like a hamburger bun, it'd still be a hot dog. It's the meat. It wouldn't be
that's
a hamburger.
What I'm saying, exactly.
Right?
Yeah. Have you ever tried that? Have you ever tried to, you're out of bread, so you fold up half of a hamburger bun and make it into a hot dog bun?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, well, that doesn't, right, just because it's a hamburger bun doesn't make it a hamburger. Yeah. It's still a hot dog.
We're on the same page.
Okay, all right, phew. I just want to be sure. We don't agree, Team Nathan's Team Joey, but I just wanted to be sure.
Right, not for that reason.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. All right, well, according to those of you who voted, and we got hundreds and hundreds of votes on both Twitter and Facebook, two-thirds of us, well, not quite, 60% of us, I'll be accurate, 60% of us are Team Joey. That does not include Jay, who is Team Nathan's. But you are going to have your hot dog eating contest on July 4th as Team Nathan's. Meanwhile, those of us who are Team Joey will see a reunion of sorts. They used to be the archest of arch rivals the sport has ever seen. The sport, quote unquote, has ever seen.
Sports, arguably.
No, not arguably. Joey Chestnut and Takaru Kobayashi. I wonder if Shohei Ohtani is a fan.
I don't see why he wouldn't be.
I feel like they're two superstars.
Kobayashi's an icon. Yeah.
Seriously, they're both. They're going to face each other in a Netflix series. Of course they are. And they're going to have their own all-beef hot dog eating contest on Labor Day. Another big day for the hot dog industry. That's Labor Day. It's the end of summer, last barbecues, last hurrahs. It must feature hot dogs. So these two guys, it'll be streamed on Netflix, Labor Day. And instead, they're going to have the two that the best the sport has ever seen against each other in a mano a mano.
Do we know the rules yet?
No.
So this actually kind of happened before once. I think it was.
Oh, they tried their own spinoff?
No. So it was. Oh. This was at the event. This was at Nathan's hot dog eating contest. I think it was might have been the last time they were both in the event, or might have been the second to last time. They tied at the end of the 10 minutes, and they both had like 63 or 62.
They had a face off.
They had a dog off. So they had a dog off, and it was who could eat, I think it was 4 hot dogs the fastest.
That seems
and Joey won.
It seems unsafe.
Yeah,
after all that,
hazard,
it seems unsafe. Yes. Huh. All right. Well, so it's July 4th versus Labor Day. It's the champions, the names of the sport against the also-rans. It's Nathan's versus Joey. We'll see. We'll see who has the most cachet.
I gotta know who the sponsor is for the Labor Day event.
Hmm. Maybe they
can't be Nathan's.
That's a good point. That would definitely be a breach.
And we know it's not impossible because they're 100% beef dogs. So
I like how they specified that part.
They had to. That was important.
It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So to kind of give you the perspective of the Jets on this whole, I'm rolling my eyes, Aaron Rodgers drama. He's not excused, but he is excused.
Aaron and I are on the exact same page. There's no issue between Aaron or his teammates, for that matter. So, like I said, we addressed it yesterday. It's not. It's more of an issue for everyone outside the building than it is inside. And
that's true.
And that's about it.
Except if he's on the same page with his QB, why is it an inexcused absence? I think it's because you can't treat your quarterback with special rules. This is not Russell Wilson, mind you. Remember how Russell Wilson got so mad at him because he had his own set of special rules?
His own office, right?
Why wouldn't you want your quarterback to have an office? I don't have any issue with that. So he can study? I mean, you want your quarterback to be as good as he could possibly be.
That didn't work.
Get your ass in the office and study. That didn't work. Russell Wilson has decided that he's a brand new person in Pittsburgh. 2 years after being a brand new person in Denver. It's okay. If you can't come up with it, it's fine.
I feel the fountain of youth, man. I feel revived in every way, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I feel confident.
Revived in every way.
You know, I think at some point you have to know who you are, you know, as a player, as a man, as a
fountain of youth.
You know, as somebody who's been fortunate to be able to play in this game, and you know, I don't doubt it, you know, I just don't trust it. I felt really good last year playing, you know, I felt really confident in the midst of everything. And so I think right now I have all that confidence times 10.
Confidence, fountain of youth, revived in every way. How is this any different than what he told us when he first got to Denver? I feel like it was the same thing. Jay went back to his introductory press conference. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that he used the same script.
Now that I'm here, it's like it feels right. It feels great. I'm excited about it. And also, too, at the same time, I know there's a lot more to do. And you
revived
know, every day you have to go into that challenge with that mindset that there's more to do. And there's so much more that we can accomplish together if we do it together.
He is a very optimistic person, but how could he be revived in every way just 2 years after being revived in every way? Fountain of youth probably is new. He didn't want people to think he was old when he first started in Denver. He's now in his mid-30s. Do you think his MVP candidacy days are behind him?
Yes.
Even though he's revived in every way and he's found the fountain of youth?
I think the talent around and the other quarterbacks in the league have surpassed him in that category.
Yeah. I am hoping, because I like Mike Tomlin, that this works out. They're taking a flyer on him. Obviously, Justin Fields is a lot younger and is waiting in the wings. If Tomlin can and his staff can get the best out of Justin, he'll be back on the field. But for Mike Tomlin's sake, and just because it irks the Steelers that Mike Tomlin is going to be there past the 20-year point, yes, I'm rooting for this to work out. Talk to you tonight. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Boom!
Start your summer road trip at Midas and get up to $30 off your next repair service. Plus, get a free closer look vehicle check to make sure you're road trip ready. So if you need brake service, an alignment check, or tune-up, hit up Midas for up to $30 off. For more details, request your appointment at Midas.com.
Here's why April chose to vaccinate her child.
I think actually meeting someone who was not vaccinated and now has a lifelong struggle with a childhood disease really cemented for me that it's super important that we as parents continue to vaccinate our children.
Talk to your pediatrician or visit whyvaccines.com. Brought to you by Merck.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.